stuff. So,
do you prefer a Home Depot over Menards? I like Menards.
I prefer Menards because we get tax free there. They our little tax free thing.
Oh, then why are you bothering with Home Depot?
They didn't have what we needed.
Oh.
But Menards is a bit of a bore, like, when it comes to renting the van. And
oh, I didn't even know they had vans.
Stuff, yeah.
We needed a truck, and yeah, I thought only Home Depot had those, which is why we're
the thing
there,
that bugs me with Menards is that whole lumberyard mentality they have. So you go in the big store, but then if you want to find wood, drywall, blah, 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 you got to traipse out into the...
Yeah.
And every time I go to that Menards lumberyard, I'm there for... ever trying to find, you know, once you've walked out there, you're like in a wilderness. You can't find anyone, you know, and you're like, well, mate, where's the 2x4? Then you got to walk all the way back into the store.
Pay for it. Then get your car and go pick it up.
Then
show
your
receipt.
Blah, 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 blah. That Menards is losing out big time.
You don't have to do that at Home Depot?
No.
It's all in store. Walk right out with it?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, all the lumber's in store and stuff, right?
You ever go to the Eager Beaver? Over on Lawrence and Clark?
Not for years. I bought a... You know what? this is how un-American I was. When I first got here, I needed a drill, right? Mm. So I go to the Beeve, and it's like, well, it's $40 for an electrical one, but you can get a little hand drill for whatever, you know, $7. So I thought, well, that's a no-brainer then. So I got the little hand... 19th century hand drill.
Oh, you mean non-electric?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you
wind
it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And all.
And I spent probably 27 hours doing the project that would have taken me 2 minutes with the electrical drill.
Yeah, it's like a hand coffee grinder.
Yeah,
it takes forever.
Yeah.
What's going on with you over there? You're either stoned, which you might be. You look high as fuck.
Do I?
Or you've got allergies. Or
I
you're
was sneezing.
Sick as hell.
Okay, funny you say that. My nose has been running all morning, and I was sneezing a whole bunch.
Does he look stoned?
Well, go catch it.
Go
it looks like you've got some sort of satanic emblem on your hoodie.
Yeah, I'm trying out a new cult. No, it's...
hay fever? What do you got, hay fever?
Florida Panthers. I don't know. I got home late last night, got up early today. You know, maybe that's has something to do with it. And maybe it's all the marijuana I ingested
up?
Right before I walked in the
Did
door.
You?
No.
He looks stoned as shit.
Yeah, well.
You let him come to work stoned? If he was high, would you care?
I mean, it would be bad if we're selling THC drinks.
Yeah, we are, though, right?
Yeah,
you are.
So that's what I'm saying. It's hard to say to people, don't be a stoner, and then you go.
Well, but you don't want him drinking on, you sell alcohol, too. You don't want him drinking on the job, right?
We let him have a beer.
Yeah, we let him
have
one. Yeah.
Employees can have a beer?
Yeah, they can have, don't push it.
At any time during their shift? You can drink? That's a loose.
I guess, like, yeah, but people wait until it's like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Until like you're on the back nine, you know.
Yeah.
I don't.
You don't have any.
Consummate pro.
When's the last drink you had?
Ooh.
You had one at a show. Did you have any at the Tim Heidecker show?
Yeah, the missus got them in.
You and her had a drink?
Yes.
How did it go? Did you get depressed immediately?
No. No, I think it was fine.
Did you have MGD? You like MGD? I don't think they have it there, though.
No. She got me a Miller Lite or something bizarre.
Yeah. That's not bizarre. Well, it's the most common beer on the planet. It's not bizarre at all.
When I said to her, I want a lager, and she comes back with...
Miller Lite? That's a Pilsner.
With piss, basically.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a fine Pilsner.
Anyway.
Hey, how'd that show go at the Vixen Lounge last week up in McHenry?
It was, actually, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was good?
Yeah. That was a great show. The place was pretty full. Great crowd.
Yeah?
Yeah. It went off.
For a Wednesday night?
For a Wednesday night.
In McHenry?
I guess it's a free show. Oh. So, like, the whole town shows up every Wednesday.
Sure.
Because, I mean, that's, like, you know, the hot ticket in town.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and the place did. It filled up, and people were very receptive of our act.
You did your act, and the Bulldog Brothers did theirs?
Did theirs, yeah, and they did great. I mean, like, one of those sort of things. I mean, I've seen Pat and Andy do their acts, you know, dozens and dozens of times, but it's going so well that they're, like, adding little things. You know, like, oh, he's never said that before, you know.
Yeah.
So you know it's going well when that's going.
Yeah,
happening.
They were peacocking up there.
We'll definitely be back. Hopefully next time for a weekend show, and we'll do like a full 2 hours.
See, that's the thing when you go out to the burbs and stuff, you forget there's way less competition.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Yeah.
So people do shows there because I'm like, what the hell do you want to go out to, you know, here or there for? Like, it's the only game in town.
And it paid well too.
Yeah. Did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was a really good time.
Yeah, it reminds me when I was doing my act out at Cigars and Stripes in Berwyn with Aaron Foster.
Was that the place that got busted with the one-way mirror? That was Cigars and Stripes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
It turned out
they were watching you tinkle in the bathroom, yeah. Right? I think it was Cigars and Stripes, yeah. Yeah. They pack them in out there. I wouldn't think Foster draw a crowd, but he did.
Talking of your act, on the way down, Mambo number 5, Lou Bega came on.
Lou Bega, yeah.
And I remember distinctly you having an act where you talked about Lou Bega's ass for about 5 minutes. What was that about?
I don't know.
Every time I hear that song, it's just you on stage going, yeah, sticking my dick in Lou Bega's ass.
I don't.
Why?
I'm sure that's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Come on. I have no idea. But I do remember something about Lou Bega. Just that song was so catchy when getting your head, you know, like a little bit of him on my mind, a little bit of Rita.
You kept saying like,
you should add that one to the.
I've tried it. It's harder than you think.
Yeah, well, it's a lot. Yeah, well,
there's a lot of little parts in there that you're not really like. You got to do all the horn parts, you know. It doesn't really translate to the piano very.
You should just do what Bill did and keep saying, "I had my dick in Lou Bega's ass for 3 minutes."
I don't think that's what I did.
To the tune
don't
of that song.
Don't be saying that. I don't think that. All right. Listen, I know this guy can't stop looking at my bag of treats over here. He's trying to see through the bag. What do you predict is in this bag of lunch that I brought? Let me see.
Are you asking both of us or just Mark? Yeah. Oh, I think there's a roll.
A roll?
I think there is some sort of sliced cheese.
No.
Oh.
Sounds like the lunch that I bring, though.
Yeah. Well, you did make cheese sandwiches before.
Yeah. No, I went.
But
to
I was on. I was on it with the roll, though, huh?
Okay. Well,
you're on a roll.
What do you think's in the bag? What's in my bag?
What's intriguing? It looks almost like a Little Caesars cardboard box on the top.
That's what I thought the roll was.
Nope. You don't know where this bag's from? Okay. Well, you should. You should be familiar with this bag. This is a 15-cent bag I paid. I'm no longer paying the bag fee at Jewel. 15 cents.
I didn't know they still
did
that.
It went up from like 5 cents or 7 cents. 15 cents for a bag.
Yeah, I'm behind that.
You are behind it.
Train people.
Do you bring your own bag?
Yeah, I do.
Look, I always forget. You keep it on you?
Oh shite! I used it yesterday.
Oh, you bring another plastic bag?
Yeah.
Oh, you do a reusable bag. Well, it is reusable,
well,
I guess.
Yeah, because I'm reusing the bag, yeah.
That's smart. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, I always think you got to bring a cloth bag in. I don't know what's going on with him, but with the look, but I love it. He looks so relaxed over there.
Yeah, he's high as a kite. I'm feeling pretty relaxed.
Right? Usually he's all over there, but futzing around with the controls and the index cards.
It's a new month. It's a new me.
I love it. I love the new him.
All right.
All right. Well, I went to Jewel. I went to the Jewel on
Weston.
No. You Clybourne? Go ever go to is it Clybourne? Yeah, the Clybourne Jewel.
I'm sure it's not Elston.
Menards.
What? Yeah, across from Menards. That's a good Jewel. That's a good Jewel.
Weak on the fruit.
Oh.
Really? Well, not weak. I don't know what I'll start with here. You're having a 3-course meal today. I did give Borky one of the courses. Did you see what I gave her?
Was it chicken nuggets?
Yes. Borky has your chicken nuggets.
Okay.
But you get your own
Borky
chicken nuggets.
Borky doesn't eat chicken nuggets.
Oh, she doesn't?
She's vegan.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, we should have connected over that. Where is she? Text her to come in here. I'll give her something else.
Okay.
Why did she even take them?
As soon as Bill left the room, she said, I think these are chicken nuggets. You can have them.
Oh, so you have them?
I don't have them.
Okay, you will have them. Tell her to bring them back.
Leave
them.
Okay.
Are these going to
be? Let's get her in here anyway.
Yeah,
I want to shoot the breeze with her. Chicken nuggets from Jewel. Let me see those. Those aren't bad looking. I can't believe they're a fucking dollar. Solid, right? Don't fill up on those, though, because.
But wait, there's more.
You're also going to have some potato tots. Grab-and-go tots for you. And a JoJo's chicken sandwich.
Wow.
I mean,
a dollar.
Like, what is this new JoJo thing?
What is this?
Have you had the chicken sandwich yet?
Well, I'm having the nuggets now.
Well, so maybe the nuggets. No, no, he gets one too.
Oh, I got one coming.
You got a chicken sandwich, nuggets, and tots. And I. It took me a while to find the condiments, but there's ketchup.
Well, look at this guy.
Mustard and relish in here. That's all they
have. Chicken
had.
Apocalypse.
Yeah, a lot of chicken there.
That's right, great.
I'm not going to throw it, but I'm gonna bring it over.
Let's see how warm it is.
Oh.
Did you see the new one? Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm gonna have a couple of nibbles. Thank you very much.
Complete with relish.
Give him. What do you want to put on that chicken sandwich?
Like a treat.
All they give you is they didn't have any mayonnaise or anything. Just ketchup. Speaking of mayonnaise, well, how about that Bill Burr bit about the mayonnaise in the sandwich?
That's good, nice segue.
Yeah. Well, we're not ready for that. Yeah, good. Those nuggets look higher end, like they're like beer battered or something.
Yeah, I'm waiting on this nugget.
Yeah, get into that.
I think the coating's coming away.
You want some of the condiments, Mark?
Dipping? I might eat these after the podcast because they need microwaving a little bit.
Yeah, this one.
The nuggets do? Let me try one of those tots. That's the
whole
only thing you can eat.
Caboodle.
Let's share some tots over here.
I ate a half a chicken parm sandwich for breakfast today.
What?
Maybe that's...
You are stoned.
Yeah, I must be. Yeah, I found it. Found it while I was cleaning the bar last night.
What?
Yeah.
Behind the bar?
Yeah. Well, on the bar.
One of those. Got the chicken parm?
Yeah. I was just about to leave, and I noticed, like, you know, the bar wasn't quite clean up to my standards, so I, you know, flipped the lights on, like, if this isn't clean, then what else can I see that's not clean? And sure enough, like hidden behind some sign somewhere as I was like lifting up everything and doing it.
Hey, yep. Don't run out. Well, I just want to ask you something. Did I know she was vegan?
I don't know.
You're vegan like me. I'm vegan-ish. I don't eat any meat, but...
So you're vegetarian.
Cheese. Who's in there? Hey! We're having all kinds of pop-ins today.
Oh, God. Sorry.
No, you can come in. Do you want nuggets? Or anything?
No.
We got Jewel catering today.
I'm so sorry. I thought I left. Hold on.
Borky,
hey, fine.
You get to have the.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a vegan. I would have slipped you those
nuggets.
You're
doing
nuggets.
A swap.
Okay. So I'm giving you hash browns. Will you eat those?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Bye, Kelsey.
Totally vegan. Well, I want to talk more about veganism with you.
I'm not on a microphone.
Well, you come on in here. Come in here.
Okay. He's got a. I don't know how the board works. I'll wait over.
That's live, isn't it?
No. Yeah,
that's
live, right? Oh, you're going
to
go right there?
You turn them on in advance to make them live.
It's like when Howard Stern's wife comes on the show, you know, and from upstairs.
Is Robin not his wife? I'm joking.
No. Well, it's his work wife, but Beth is his wife. I don't listen to Stern. You listen to Stern?
No. It's like a weird cult, Stern.
Yeah.
Have we talked about Bill Burr yet?
No. You want to say some words about Bill Burr off the top?
No, I didn't watch
You fan special. Or not? Yes
Probably
or
about
no?
30 minutes away from starting
the
actual review.
We're not close
review.
To Bill Burr.
I liked him in the Instagram reels I've seen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is early Bill Burr we watched, 2010, when he had hair.
That's disturbing.
A full head of hair. I didn't even know he ever had hair. Yeah. But it didn't seem like he was balding or was a slap
Is he
head.
Handsome?
No, he was balding.
He was combing it over?
No, he was
high could,
forehead.
Yeah.
Do you guys think he looked handsome?
I don't think of him as handsome.
Do we rate comedians based on how hot they are on this podcast?
We don't. We'll
do
say
sartorial review, don't we? Yeah,
what does that mean? Sartorial.
What they're wearing. Yeah, we'll be catty about
how they present
what they're
them.
Wearing.
Yeah, what they look like on stage.
Yeah, we do dissect their look and appearance.
Who was the best dressed? Do we have it off the top of our heads?
Well, best is kind of a...
Yeah, we all have different tastes.
Mm. Yeah, I like sloppy.
Yeah.
Right, so I think sloppy looks best, but best dressed. He was pretty well dressed, Bill Burr. He had nice shoes on.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. He was. He was dressed up for the occasion.
He just had classic 90s bad boy of comedy.
Yeah, like, it was bad boy.
All black.
Yeah.
I thought it was purple.
Sharp.
Nice jeans.
Yeah, he was.
And the shiny shoes.
He was classic 90s bad boy of comedy.
Yeah,
look.
Like Khalil.
Yeah.
He had a Khalil look going. All right, so I want to ask you about veganism.
Okay.
How long have you been vegan?
Since 2019.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to sneeze, I think. I don't think I've ever sneezed on there.
You got what I have.
What's going on with this guy? What can he came in appearing very different today. He either looks stoned or he's got hay fever or he's been drinking or he's been up all night or you guys are in something.
So. Yeah.
Ketamine. I don't know.
Yeah, that too.
You take ketamine?
Yeah, I love it.
You look like you just came out of a K-hole.
Yep. I'm in a K-hole.
You're in a K-hole right now?
Yeah.
You know what a K-hole is, Mark?
I assume it's one of your, well, now you've tied it. I always thought it was something, you know, pervy. But I didn't realize it was.
I don't really
yet
even know what it
drugs.
Is. I don't know. It's been drugs. So 2019, are you strict vegan?
No. I went vegan because I was dating somebody at the time who was vegan, and I like to share my food.
Yeah.
And I felt depressed not being able to share my food, so I just went vegan, and I never stopped.
Kind of like me. You kind of backed into it.
Yeah.
You know, like a teaching career or something.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it up for Lent 4 or 5 years ago.
Ooh.
Just meat and see if I could do it, and I felt fantastic, and never went back.
I know. I'm like, I don't exercise, but I just stay skinny. I can't help
right?
it.
Yeah, you stay skinny by not eating meat.
Yeah, but it's definitely not strict because I like to, you know, I have an adventurous palate, I guess.
Well, wait a minute now. You can't go around saying you're vegan if you're having
hamburgers.
You're
the one who's been saying I'm vegan this entire time.
He said you're vegan.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess, easier than to be like, do you want to hear the entire list of dietary restrictions I will and will not participate in?
Yes.
Vegan is just the easiest, I guess.
Vegan inclined. And that
vegan inclined?
Yeah.
Vegan curious?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
But you'll have a cheese pizza once in a while.
No. I also don't. No.
Well, then what will you allow that's not vegan?
Eggs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like eggs. Sometimes I'll fuck around with like shellfish. You know, that doesn't seem to bother me. At this point, too, it's like, it just bothers me when I eat meat or cheese.
Yeah.
Like, I have a bite and then I just don't feel good. So why do that?
You had a snowball.
I did have a snowball. That was disgusting. So Mark poured some goo into a glass and gave it to me.
Oh, the snowball, the drink.
Yeah. Snowball.
What does that have in it? I didn't know that had anything in it.
Egg.
Oh, it has egg in it?
Sort of dairy, yeah.
Well, in the rompope.
Did you see the video? It's made out of goo, dude. It's crazy.
I thought it was rompope.
Ish. I don't know what that is.
Ron Pope is the
he played for the Cubs.
The drink.
Ron right, Pope well, is the Mexican version of Advocar.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, I want to talk to you more about where you eat and what you eat and things like that, but these guys don't care about it.
I don't know. They haven't asked me a single question.
No, they don't. They don't want to know anything about it. All right. Thanks for popping.
Well, yeah, because as soon as someone says I'm vegetarian, you immediately go, "Yeah, okay, mate," and then hope that that's the end of the con.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about that.
Like when they say they're religious or anything that you enjoy.
Okay.
Oh, great. Yeah, you don't want to talk. Ask me about my vegetarian diet.
But you will eat the body of Christ. That's interesting.
Ooh. Well, wow. True, yeah. Yeah, well, Christ wasn't a vegetarian. Some people think
that?
He was, but...
Do you do that communion, bollocks?
Yeah, I go to church every Sunday. Why you...
Pull the other one.
This is Holy Week for me. I don't need that.
No, you probably go on the... What is it they say? The high holidays.
No, that's Jewish. High holidays.
Well, whatever.
And I want to say happy Passover to our Jewish friends that are out there. Do you have any Jewish friends? No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm in comedy.
Yeah. Dan Kaufman.
Yeah.
Dan Kaufman, ironically, has horns. Did you know that?
What?
He has horns. Did you ever know that?
No.
He has horns on his skull.
Oh, the little bump things.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever know anyone that has horns?
Born with them?
Yeah, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No,
devil's
horns. Never known anybody with horns.
Well, happy Passover. I know a lot of people will be having Seder tonight, matzo ball soup. I want to say what up to my Jewish friends TNT and Jay Will, who will be having Seder tonight. And well, I also want to say...
Last week, I guess.
Oh, it was last week? Oh, they were praying and everything last week?
Well, this isn't coming out until next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't... That's right. They're not listening right now.
No. 2 weeks, right?
You
got to do all your nonsense this weekend then, right?
Yeah. We got Easter coming.
Did you do Palm Sunday?
Yep. That's a long one.
Did you lay palms down?
No, you take them with you and you put them in your car. And you leave them in your car in the visor for the whole year. I don't ever know what to do with the palms, though, after. I still have last year's palms. I don't want to throw them out. It seems sacrilegious.
When do you have hot cross buns? What day is that?
Yeah, no, we don't. No hot cross buns.
That's got to be around
ham.
Now.
There's a ham on Sunday.
Hot cross buns.
What the
day?
Fuck are you
when
talking about hot cross buns? Is it being facetious?
No, hot cross buns. That's what you have. That's what Catholics have.
I never heard that before.
I still have the same Christmas tree from two Christmases ago.
In your living room?
It's alive. No, it's on my porch. I have like an enclosed porch.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. And all the needles are all brown, but they just never fell off. And I kept meaning to give it to, there's like some teenage boys that live upstairs with their parents, right? And they have these fires with their friends. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. I'm going to give it to them. And they
Where the hell do they have fires?
In our backyard.
Okay.
So I was going to give it to them, but they never had a fire all summer. And then and the next Christmas came around, the Christmas tree was still there. I was just like, shit, I guess I don't have to get another one.
It's still there.
Just used it again.
Did you put it up this year?
It just stayed there the whole time.
It would be funny to re-put that up, you know, put that back up, re-put that up. Put it back up and like make that your Christmas tree, like a Charlie Brown, spindly brown.
It was. It was in the same place that I had it last year.
So you brought it into the house?
No. It was on the porch.
No, but I'm saying,
year.
Like set it up like a Christmas tree.
I don't want needles everywhere. That's what happened to me last time. Pat Bolduc came over and fell into the Christmas tree and I had needles all over my carpet for all the way through summer.
I got to tell you, I'm intrigued by these Bolducs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
First of all, the name grabs me. I can't stop thinking about their name.
Yeah.
I was walking the dog the other night and I just kept saying the name Bolduc and then Bolduc. Bolduc.
Yeah.
You got to have these guys up. These guys, did you book these guys here? The Bolducs?
I don't book anyone.
Are these guys booked here?
That.
Hmm? Who does the booking?
The producers do.
I know Pat.
No, for the main show.
Both of them have been in the Lodge show. I can verify that because I make the programs.
The producers of the Lodge show book the Lodge
Friday
show.
Saturday night show.
Yeah.
Who are the producers?
It's the cast.
Yeah.
There's like eight people.
Weird. You got to get these guys up.
Yeah. Isn't it weird to have a democracy?
Well, yeah, I mean, you should have one guy making all the decisions.
Yeah, that always works well.
Yeah.
Hot cross bun is a spiced bun eaten on Easter Friday to mark the end of Lent. The cross represents...
Yeah, the cross of Jesus
cross
Christ.
Of Christ. So,
how did I never know this? I've never heard this in my life.
Maybe you just...
The hot cross bun, you eat
Catholic.
It... Wait, tell me again, because I want to do this week. You eat it when? Friday?
Good Friday.
You
also watch, key part is to watch the Long Good Friday. You have to watch that every Good Friday, like I do.
The Long Good?
The Long Good Friday. Classic. Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren. Who's the
She's
fat one?
Had some work
one?
Done.
The fat one.
British?
Yeah.
Woman?
No, dude.
Oh.
Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Bob Hoskins. Classic Hoskins Mirren.
Is it about Jesus?
It's about London gangsters.
Oh. Yeah, I watched the Peaky
you
Blinders.
You don't know a lot, do you, about Good Friday? You
don't
know about
don't
the
know
Long
that
Good
British
Friday?
Movie?
It's a classic.
Yeah, I don't
watch
know
it. Every. Have you seen
what
it?
Are you?
What do you mean?
Three sheets to the wind over there. Every time I look at him.
I have no idea what's going on.
He's in fucking mushrooms or something. We'll talk about it.
What do you mean, like religious-wise?
Yeah.
Nothing really, I guess.
No. You grew up Christian or anything?
Yep.
Hey.
Went to church three times a week, the whole shebang.
I was thinking about this last night, too, when I was walking the dog. I was thinking about you and Christian. Being named Christian, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like other religions.
They don't name their kid, yeah.
You don't name your kid like Jewish.
Yeah. This is
Jews
this
don't
is,
call their kids
this
Jewish.
This is fresh. I've never heard this before.
You haven't?
No.
You have?
Come on.
Ah, fuck. I thought that was a good bit.
Were you into the Christians, the band that was big in the 90s?
I didn't know this. I've
the
I
Christians?
Band.
Nah, I never heard of them.
They I wish
tons of hits.
Can you sing one?
No, because I didn't like them.
Oh.
British?
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
There you go.
British talk.
Can we return to the hot cross buns?
Yeah.
In 1952, during the reign of Elizabeth I, the London Clerk of Markets issued a decree forbidding the sale of spiced buns and other spiced breads except at burials on Good Friday in an attempt to stamp out Catholicism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys don't like the Catholics.
Yeah.
Protestant
throw another
bastards.
One on, throw another one on the fire. It's
Ooh.
Getting cold in here.
Oh. Jesus
telling me.
Christ.
That's right.
Catholics, very
you
put
have
upon.
To laugh.
Yeah. So I do know the song Hot Cross Buns, though. You
yeah,
know that
that's
Hot Cross Buns.
One a penny,
hot
two.
Cross. What does that mean? Hot, one a penny, two a penny, hot cross buns.
Yeah.
What is it? It has to do with the...
How you sell them.
For a
one
penny,
a
you can
penny,
get one.
Two a penny, hot cross buns.
Yeah, we all remember that classic.
So they sing that in schools, but I never thought of that as a religious song.
Yeah, I didn't know it was either. I've never heard
of
hot
so
cross
much.
Buns. Yeah, in yeah. relation to religion.
Yeah.
You're listening to the bun special on...
So that's why I don't know about it, because it's British, this hot cross buns shit. I'm
just
Irish
like the
Catholic.
Band. They're like the band Christians.
Like the Christians. Protestants.
According to Wiki, it's traditionally eaten on Good Friday in the UK, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa,
yeah,
Commonwealth,
Northern Ireland,
and the United States.
Oh, see? You do know about it, Bill.
Well, maybe I'll take a look at that. So it's just a bun that's...
It's revolting.
Yeah. Why?
I think they put currants in it.
Oh.
It's spiced. It's got this weird...
Like an Ann Sather roll.
Yeah. You know, you eat and you're like, oh, what is it? What have they done
it,
to man. It?
I want to try it.
I'm surprised
you need
the
some Bisine over there?
Yeah. Can you go to Walgreens for me?
Fall out of the chair.
Can you get me some Fritos too?
What are the Polskis eating on Friday?
They
must have
they
something.
They Paxis.
That's
Punchkis. Punchkis. No, it's not.
I thought that was it. That's another time of
that's
year, isn't it?
Pulaski Day. Punchkis.
Yeah.
Yeah. They ate a different gross thing. Well, yes, it is Good Friday and Easter, and I haven't thought about what I'm going to make for Easter, but I'll probably get a honey-baked ham for the family.
Yeah.
They don't eat it. But I'll bring you guys
neither
some.
Neither do you.
Right. No, I don't eat it either. It's just
so
symbolic.
What do you do with
it's
it?
I just look at it. And then I make, you ever have chopped ham salad?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you take a ham, like a honey, like a nice ham, you chop it up real thin, like dice it.
Yeah.
And then you mix in the relish and the mayonnaise.
Yeah, sounds good.
Put that
good.
On Hawaiian roll.
Yes.
We're going to enlighten
oh,
him
I'm
over there.
Oh, salivating.
Talking words. About food. Although he's not eating the sandwich.
It's
the
stone
sandwich.
Cold, dude. We got to warm
I
him up.
I just came right straight. I came straight away from the Jewel.
I'm too high to figure out how to open the package.
Stone cold.
Yeah. Well,
maybe I'll hang it in front
put
of
put it in
the
micro. Yeah, put it on the heater. When I was at the Jewel, I had all the stuff and I was going to the checkout and but then I was like, oh, I didn't have any, what are they going to eat this dry, right? Like without any condiments. So I went back, but I had to, you know how you have to walk
yeah.
back and I had to walk by that Starbucks, you know, the register.
Yeah. yeah.
You know the one on Elson?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Or, yeah, yeah.
The Clybourne? I had to walk by right through the line of the Starbucks, which was empty. And the gal was just sitting there like standing at the counter. And as I walked through, I crop dusted her. with a fart and went and got the condiments and went back around and crop dusted that lady.
that's the infamous
just for no reason.
Yeah. Well, no, I had to. I mean, I was walking by. I was like, I'm crop dusting her. I like crop dusting people.
She's already standing there. Nothing
just
to do.
There, nothing
just
to do.
Just gotta put up with this.
just
yeah.
got
let's make
crop
it,
dusted by this
let's
guy.
Let's make it worse. The only time I like, quote, crop dusting is when it's when it's a very small child and it's absolutely revolting. And just the look on the kid's face is like,
when the,
you know, just
when
confused.
The kid gets crop dusted. It is funny. It is funny. Crop dust people.
Jenna always does it, doesn't she?
What? Really?
Jenna Gephardt?
Yeah.
Crop dust people here?
Yeah. I wasn't aware of this.
Yeah.
Other is that what's been happening?
Yeah, other bartenders have mentioned it.
This makes a lot of sense.
She's a crop duster?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a... She's just farting in someone's presence isn't really a crop dust. A crop dust is when you
it's a fly
potentially...
By,
it's
right.
a flyby and you... Yeah. You leave them with one.
Man.
Because
yeah.
you go by. Wow, that's hot news here.
My cousin
Lodge, Jenna Gephardt, crop duster.
My cousin,
according to Mark Geary.
No, according to other at least one bartender here said it. My cousin, who had the most revolting farts in the world, if you were ever out on the pub, and he would come up to you and go, "All right, Mark, just checking. Do you want anything from the bar?" And you know, while I'm going to the bar, "No, I'm all right, mate." And then 3 seconds after he walked off.
You realize you got...
You and this girl you're trying to chat on are standing in the middle of a fucking mushroom cloud.
And she might think you did it. You can't prove that you didn't do it. That's great. He would do that on purpose?
All the time.
That's great. The worst is when you're on a plane and somebody's blasting. You don't have any idea where that's coming from, right? Mm, you're just free to fart however you want on a plane. Nobody can identify it. It's unidentifiable, right? Like, you know it's probably the guy in front of you, but you can't be sure.
I have no clue.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. Well, what do you got on your agenda? Anything?
My agenda was Lou Bega's ass. Covered it.
Well.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember that bit, but I don't think it was what you're saying. Well, thanks for accommodating my early tea time.
Oh, yeah. What's your Cubs game deal today? Are you just going into the game?
Is it 1:20?
It's a 1:20.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Los Angeles Angels or the Anaheim Angels. I don't know what they are. Los Angeles Angels?
I don't know.
Mike Trout and company.
It's one of the most important games of the year, isn't it? One of the first six that they play. Because you got to establish an early pace for the remaining 76.
76? 162 games they play.
At home.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I've already gone to 3 out of 4.
Wow.
Couldn't go last night.
You're a bit of a baseball historian. How did baseball arrive at such an insane amount? Like, why?
Why so many games?
Yeah, like, what?
It is an insane amount of games.
Yeah.
162 games, but it eclipses all the other sports by a wide margin. I don't know the answer to that. It probably has to do with something with Judge Mountain Landis, the early commissioner, must have saw a buck to be made in the more games that were played, something like that.
I guess if early days and there's no flights and stuff and you're a team traveling around, it makes sense. Like, why would we drive all the way to Cincinnati? Play once.
Yeah, we'll go out there and play a bunch of games and then come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that. All right.
I
want to research
it. It just seems insane that someone said, no, we really need 162 to sort the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know if it was always like that or did they advance the number of games as as more teams joined the league?
When
there's only
10
teams, do they still do 162 games and see each other many times?
It wouldn't make sense, right, to do that many games. I'm gonna get back to you.
Yeah,
on that.
Something to look into.
Yeah. I've got to go to the bathroom bad.
Oh, really? Are you going to crop dust
leave?
Us?
Will you guys be able to hold it down if I go to the bathroom?
I can just hit pause.
I can, yeah.
No, don't hit pause. Edit. I want to see if you guys, because when I listen to this, I want to know what you guys talked about
when
I left.
End up talking about stuff in the basement.
Yeah, it'll be fun for me.
Yeah.
About the basement stuff?
Yeah.
Carpet cleaner. Hey, what happened last week? You didn't even talk about you had this whole fucking water explosion in here. He didn't even mention it on the program. Did you remediate all that? That's all done? Or you're on to new problems?
Well, it was a long gap, wasn't it? So, it happened on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. So it was, by the time we recorded.
Feels like a million years ago already.
Yeah.
But you were talking about something else. You have new problems this week?
No, I bought a carpet cleaner to clean off.
So you actually bought a big machine?
No, not the industrial one. They cost a bleeding fortune. I got a mid-range.
But it'll clean all these carpets?
No, it's only going to do spots, I think. You need that Home Depot one to really kick
So whenever
ass.
You clean the carpets, and it sounds like you've been doing it, you go and you rent it and bring it back, and then that's where you got...
Yep.
Dinged for the 20,
and then
25.
And then you cry yourself to sleep as the first weekend you come in, it just looks like shit again.
Shit again, yeah. You ever think about hardwood floors for this joint? Why carpet? Is carpet important for comedy?
If you heard the creaking of the floors in this place, you'd know why.
And the carpet helps with that?
Yeah.
Do comedy clubs have carpet? Is it good for acoustics?
I think so.
Do you know the Export Fitness on School and something or other? School in Ashland, I think, has carpet in the locker room.
The one on Ashland in Ashland?
Yeah.
Carpet in the locker room?
Has carpet in the men's locker room.
Well, I feel like they had that at the East Bank Club when I went there
a long time. Wall to wall.
like
plush
shag?
Carpeting. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that like collects all of, like everything that touches it.
No.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it seriously does. Oh. At least it did 10 years ago.
A weird choice.
Yeah. I thought so too.
I gotta go to the bathroom. You guys gotta. No, do not hit the button. You two talk.
No.
I want you guys to get to know each other.
Let's see how long we can sit here in silence.
Test out the piss splash.
Oh, yeah.
See if it does its job.
Are you doing a number one or two?
I'm just going to edit this out. Close the goddamn door. Nope, he's gone. Never mind.
He's got to come back in.
It's
anyway.
Just letting the heat out. Yeah, I'm just going to cut this out. I wish this was warm.
I know.
Kinda hungry.
Well, I mean, I really did eat half a chicken parm sandwich for breakfast. So I don't know if I got another chicken sandwich. I don't know if I have room for another chicken sandwich in me.
Oh, I'm salted out. Heather bought this V8 to put in chili. And I said, you don't need a massive V8. She says, yeah, you do.
Like the juice?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said, it says V8, but we never do that. We always just get a little tin of concentrate. I water it down. Boom. Job done. Mm. So she buys this fucking V8 after an argument about it in the Jewel. I get it home and she's like, oh, yeah, you're right. It is only a tiny little half cup of it. So guess who has to drink all the V8 now?
There's so much sodium.
It is. Well, I have a little bit of it and then I dilute the shit out of it. The
so
thing's out.
So you've got V8
yeah,
for so. Months.
No, I think I'll see it off in a week or two.
Hey, I looked it up, by the way. You were I couldn't see what you had sent as far as a screenshot of the effects of drinking a shot of apple cider vinegar every morning. And so I looked it up myself, and sure enough, it is bad for you.
I told you.
Yeah, they say you shouldn't do that. I've been doing it for years.
Just the shot? The straight
just
shot?
Just a shot, yeah.
Oh,
they're like, it's bad for your throat, it's bad for your teeth, bad for your digestive system. For years I've been doing this every morning.
Well, they say it's okay if you dilute.
Yeah,
it,
one
right?
or two tablespoons. They said do not take a shot of it, and that's exactly first thing in the morning.
Jesus
every day.
Christ, where'd you get this information to begin with?
Somebody
you
told
do
me.
It. Jesus.
Somebody told me along the way. I said, Lord. Okay, you're right.
Well, thank God for
me. I'll do that
in your
for
life.
5 years until Bill tells me otherwise.
Maybe that's why you're so out of sorts. Have you stopped this now?
Yeah,
you're not doing it anymore.
Yeah,
or he's going back to the Nuggets. What? So what did you get? Did you carry the show on while I was gone?
Yeah, we talked about V8.
Yeah.
Juice.
Okay. I worried it would be like the Seinfeld where George and...
Thank you for referencing Seinfeld.
Elaine, they don't know what to talk about without Jerry there.
That's early on. And then, you know, over the years, they become... like, you notice all of a sudden, they just kind of write it in there that, like, Elaine and George are friends on the side, you know? And it's like, I thought the whole bit was they don't know what to talk about without Jerry, but they abandoned that whole ship.
Well, I look forward to listening.
Do you ever get in awkward social situations where you've only got one thing in common with someone? And so your entire convo is just
has to stay right there.
Just it could be a sports team or something,
yeah.
And you get a few minutes in, and you're like, "I'm not going to talk about this for 10 minutes just to."
Then you got to figure out how to get out of there.
Yeah,
I've gotten really good at just saying goodbye, just walking away from the situation.
How do you do it?
I just say, "Okay, great talking to you," and I just because they know it too. They also don't want to be doing this.
Yeah,
you know?
You're saving them.
Exactly. Yeah. You both want to do that, so one of us just has to do it. And so you do it, and the other person goes, "Oh, thank God. Yeah, good to see you. Bye."
What
you
if know? You're in the worst possible situation on the planet, and you're at a table at a wedding?
Oof.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, we got three goddamn courses.
Yeah,
and
you just
nothing
have
to talk about.
Talk to this person.
You just got it. Yeah. Usually those are weddings that you were brought to. It wasn't your idea to go, right? If you're stuck at that table, you just got to go through with it.
Yeah.
You just got to start making it fun for yourself.
You know what it's like? We talked about this, that it was my worst nightmare, but I ended up loving it. It was the train where you get seated on the train at Amtrak with strangers.
Yep.
And you have to, you're just in a love seat with them.
A lot of them don't want to talk to you either.
Out. Yeah.
I'll talk, though. I'll talk to anybody.
I have to talk. Yep. I can't just sit there.
You can't sit there, and you're looking into their eyes.
You're looking right at them.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't not talk.
They'll start adjusting the little Smuckers jellies.
Yeah,
you know,
lining
stuff,
them up.
Anything to
tidying.
Act like they're busy. You're not going anywhere.
What did you open with?
Jeez, I don't know. Like, where right. Lou Bega is from? You know, it's like crowd work. It's like doing crowd
so
work.
Like
right.
Lou Bega.
What do you do for
yeah,
a living?
Right, exactly.
Lou Bega? Yeah. You do Lou Bega callbacks? You like Lou Bega? Mambo number 9?
I bet your missus opened the gambit, as it were, and then you just
she's
followed
better.
It.
She has more social grace than me. She'll do it. She'll gambit it just so that I won't open, because I usually start with something bizarre, and then she's got to squirm through
just
that.
Pull the nose
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she filibusters me from talking so that I don't say anything. Yeah. All right. I want to say before we get started, I want to say welcome to a new listener. Alex Ooh. Cormu.
All right.
Good friend of mine that's been listening since really day one and told me that we had our first anniversary, I think, recently.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And 45 episodes we've had. They're very impressed at how prolific we are. But I just found out the other day, I was at the Cubs game, and I bring a lunch now. I got a Cubs lunch cooler. You'll see it when you guys come. And I put cheese and crackers in there. Apple slices, nuts. I made a hummus sandwich.
How
I bring
do
my
you
waters.
Smuggle that in.
You can bring it in.
You can bring in food.
You can bring
yeah.
in any food you want.
What?
Yes.
Where did that
yep. It's always
know.
Been that way.
I think it's always been that way. Mm-hmm. And so yep. I was bringing that in, and I was taking pictures of me eating the cheese and crackers at the game like a weirdo, you know. And he was on the text thread. He goes, oh, why don't you bring some hard boiled eggs? And then, or somebody said, one of the guys said, listen, says, why don't you bring a hard boiled egg? I didn't even get the reference.
It was hard-boiled egg. Okay, yeah.
And then he said, the hard-boiled egg and reveal was one of the top five moments in podcasts
wow.
for 2026. And I was like, what? I go, you've been listening? He's been listening.
That's great.
Since for a year. Right. And I just found out he's been listening. He's listened to all the episodes. Listens with his lovely wife, Mina, who's expecting a baby. Any day now, and his two kids. He said he had to turn it off during the Valby, though. He said it almost...
Is
ruined
a little,
Christmas.
Little
I don't know why, but
could we ask them not to listen together, but listen so individually, so we could get
yeah.
back into double figures?
Yeah,
because yeah. it's distorting it. You know, if the whole family is sat around,
yeah,
like
that's
old
probably
fashioned radio.
Probably have a lot
listening.
Of that. Yeah, that's, we have way more listeners than they're
so we
showing
should,
up
what,
in the metrics.
We should multiply our listening figures by what?
I don't know.
20?
Yeah,
at
yeah.
least.
I don't know. I'm not privy to the numbers, but. I'll say this. This fellow's been listening all this time. He didn't tell me he was listening, so he's not doing it, you know, for me, you know, to make me feel good. And then I just find out, if you're going to listen to all these episodes, there's got to be something inherently listenable about this program to listen to 40-something episodes.
Do people watch the actual specials?
No.
Or are they just tuning in for the shite?
That was the complaint of one of the guys saying, this is the only podcast in my feed where I have to do homework.
Well, he doesn't have to.
Right, right, I know. We don't even talk
it just makes it a more enjoyable experience. Yeah. You don't have to listen at all. Lots of people take that advice.
Right. That's why we fill the show 95% with...
That's why we bring the heat.
They have nothing to do
for
with
50 minutes, and
comedy.
Then we talk about the special for 10.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right.
That feels like a bait and switch to me.
What do you mean?
Well, I was told this was going to be about comedy.
Oh, you've been bait and switched
yeah.
in here too? Yeah, we did kind of change it. If you listen to the... And another guy told me, one of our many listeners, that all these episodes are transcribed, right? Like, all our words are written mm-hmm. out.
Yeah,
how does
that
happen?
What's that for? No, it does it. The tool does it.
Yeah. Maybe for the hearing impaired. They don't want to be called hearing impaired. They want to be called deaf. The deaf community.
Just you know what it's really useful for? A lot of podcasts will start with like 2 minutes of ads and you got to kind of fast forward through it, you know, but then you have to backtrack because you've gone too far. But with the transcription, the ads are just an ellipsis, just a dot, 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 because they don't
oh.
transcribe the ads for whatever reason. So
you can
just
go through it quicker.
You can just like click the first paragraph and it gets right into, hey, welcome to the podcast you're listening to.
Mm. Yeah, it's all transcribed.
Oh, yeah. Are you admiring our... Ric Flair.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
You know where this is from?
Has he come down from the ceiling?
Yeah, I had to replace that ceiling tile that was damaged in the great flood of 2026. And
that was up there?
Ric Flair has been looking down on all of us through a little hole in the ceiling. I put that there maybe, I don't know, last summer?
Yeah.
I cut holes in some of the ceiling tiles to install lights, but they didn't need lights. I had miscounted or whatever. So instead of just, you know, I'd already painted the ceiling tile, et cetera. So I just put little Easter eggs for people to find. And one of them was Ric Flair looking down on you. If you were walking down the hallway and you looked up, you'd see his face.
See him?
You'd see him pointing
you'd
at you.
You'd see that whole picture or you'd just see his face?
His face and his finger pointing.
That's cool.
Yeah, so when I replaced the ceiling tile, I did think about just cutting a whole new hole to put it back. You know, like going through all that effort, but I thought that's too much.
It looks good in here.
I just put it up here.
Do you know who keeps putting tiny little babies and stuff
That's
around?
A new fad that all the kids are doing. Like all the
like the cakes the, in a Mardi Gras cake thing.
No,
the baby
they're like
king?
They're like okay. So like all the what generation? What is it now?
Z.
Okay. So they get these little figurines, these little tiny like this big, like the size of your pinky nail, maybe smaller, of like babies or ducks or whatever.
Oh, I do the ducks.
And
thing.
They mean little things. Yeah, somebody gave me a duck last weekend, and Jenna had to explain it to me as she was crop dusting. That,
yeah,
what it meant. She said this because somebody came in and we were already like last call, and they were coming from across the street. And I said, "Hey, we're done serving." You know, they were the group of friends, and they were like, "Well, do you know a bar around here?" I said, "What are you looking for?" And I gave him a good recommendation. And I came back. Jenna said, "That girl wanted you to have this. It means, you know, something like friendship or something." Like, oh,
it was
nice.
A duck.
Yeah, and it's still actually sitting on my desk at home.
They're everywhere.
But yeah,
they're in the toilet.
Somebody put one in my plant up front. I noticed.
I don't know why. I had a student do this at the end of the semester. She was very meek and quiet student. Never said a word all semester. The 16th week, as we're kind of like wrapping up the class, she raised her hand. She goes, "Would it be okay if I gave everyone a tiny little duck that glows?" And I was like, "What?" And she took out a bag of ducks and handed everyone in the class
minute.
A tiny little duck minute little duck that glows. And it was like the most it was the nicest, sweetest, unexpected thing. And we were all like bowled over by it. So yeah, I got some ducks now too. I hand out once in a while.
You're a duck hander outer.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I'll do it just like she did. I'll say, "Would you like a tiny little duck that glows?" And they're like, "What the fuck? What?" And I hand them this little duck and they're like, "Okay." And it just disarms people. Yeah. You know,
it's a choking hazard.
Well, oh my God.
Good God.
All right.
Let's
talk about comedy.
Let's talk about comedy.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about Bill Burr, and I'm excited to it's my pick today, right?
Yep.
To give you a new pick. I'm gonna bring us back to current or mostly current. But let's talk about Bill Burr. Everybody knows Bill Burr.
Everybody
right?
knows Bill Burr
he's,
by
he's
now.
He's everywhere now.
You know that's the funny thing. This is the first time I've watched him.
You've never seen his act until now?
Never
come
seen.
Come on.
No, I serious and that I know that is staggering, but I honestly part of the reason I agreed to do this bullshit was I felt I did have to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, it's 2025. Everyone knows who Bill Burr is except me. And
well, you know who he is, but you've never seen his act.
Exactly. I've sort of
so you've seen him in movies or
I
something?
Know of him because like, you know, when I said to Nate, he produced Nate Craig's special at the Green Mill, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I said to him, "How can you afford all these goddamn cameras and stuff?" And he said, "Oh, it's Bill Burr's production company."
How does he know? How does Nate know Bill? What? How did that?
He went on tour with him and stuff. Yeah. He's been to like the Emirates with him and shit like that. I don't know.
Only because I don't know the relationship, but their acts are not in any way aesthetic, I don't think, or maybe they are.
They're not that far apart.
No, they're both left leaning. Mm.
I don't know that Burr's that left leaning.
Well, you got a Wikipedia. You got to wiki it.
Not in this special.
Not in this special. No, he's a misogynist in this, but yeah. I think he's famously left leaning. Right?
I think he tries to stay pretty
close to the center.
Yeah, close to the center and stay away from being either labeled left or right.
Yeah,
I listen to a lot of
kind
of
like Gillis.
And,
he's kind of like Gillis in that sense, right?
He generally has a position of you know you can't be left or right. You have to kind of like pick and choose what's right of each of them. You know, you can't label yourself one way or the other. Otherwise, then you're just wasting your time yelling at the other side.
It's like an actor who wants to doesn't want anyone to know whether they're gay or straight.
Just like that.
Actually, you know why I think of him as left leaning. So the only thing I had seen of him, I saw a clip where an interviewer went up to him and said, "Bill Burr, what do you think of blah, 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 blah?" And he said to me, "I'm a comedian. Why are you asking me? Mm. You need to go ask a politician." Right? Mm. And I thought, oh, that's cool. But if he was right wing, he would have said, "This is my opinion," and rammed it down the guy's throat.
Not if he was smart.
The fact that he was left leaning was because he said, "You don't need to know my opinion."
I don't know.
Which is
you're reading
what
the
I
tea
say.
Leaves there. I think you're might
no,
be
no,
off there.
No, no, that's is my it? Opinion as well.
Yeah, all right. Well, you're entitled to it. That opinion.
Too many opinions in this world. Let's thin out the opinion herd.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we have an opinion show here.
Yeah.
Line in the sand.
Yeah. Okay.
Well. Let's do this show without expressing
no opinions,
any
facts
opinions.
Only.
Let's talk about the hair. I want to talk about his hair. When did he lose the hair?
Yeah, I don't know. I started listening to his podcast in 2018 when I was taking the train out to a music school that I was teaching at all the time. And by then, he was bald. I started listening to the podcast because somebody told me about this special.
Yeah, he's got a big podcast, right?
Yeah.
Gets big numbers like us?
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah, probably. He's probably in double digits.
Yeah, probably as many as us at least.
Yeah, he might be in the hundreds even. Mm. Yeah. But anyway, sometime between 2010 and 2018, that is when he lost his hair.
He seems to have just shaved it.
Yeah,
he had a good.
He says he started going bald, and he decided just to just get rid of the whole thing.
I don't think I ever knew him with hair, or knew of him with hair. I was not paying attention, I guess. But I've only known him hairless. So to turn this on and to see this guy come out with this big head of hair,
but he was receding in it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Slap headish.
No, he said high hairline.
Yeah. Well, I have a high hairline. But I'm not losing any. Everyone's been, since I've been in high school, people are like, "You're going bald." I was like, "I'm not. I have this high hairline. Maybe I have a slap head." Do I have a slap head?
You're a little bit.
See how I got a little bit. It's been like this forever.
That looks, just natural. Looks like it's like
have
a Kramer.
You should go Jim Jarmusch. That's a good
big
haircut.
Big pompadour.
Good haircut for an older man who's still got all his own hair.
Yeah, all right. I love Jim Jarmusch.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I like him better with hair, Bill Burr.
Hmm.
I don't like looking at his bald head. okay. Bill Burr. 2010, Let It Go is the name of this special. How did this premiere on HBO? Why did you pick this?
I picked this because it was the first Bill Burr special I'd ever seen. I didn't like Bill Burr when I first heard of him. I started watching his act. I thought, this guy.
You didn't like the screaming?
I thought, low-hanging fruit. Come on. And then a friend of mine told me, no, you got to give him another shot. Watch this special. And it's probably like, and this is in like 2017.
Yeah. Was this his first big special?
I think it must have been. I said, fine, I'll give another shot. And sure enough, there's a reason I recommended it, because I liked it. But yeah, that's why I picked it.
Okay. So you are an on-the-record fan of Bill Burr.
Yes.
Mark had never even heard of him, or so he'd heard of him, not seen his act. I don't now that we talk about it, I don't know that I really ever saw his act, like sat through a special. Maybe I did. But I saw that movie he came out with a couple of years ago about being a dad. I can't remember what it was called.
Oh, yeah.
The Dad's movie.
Oh,
that was good.
What was
it?
Yeah, Nate Craig was in that one.
Yeah, Nate was in that. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he had a little part in it.
Cameo.
I only ever saw him in that weird Netflix thing.
So is his friend Joe Bartnick, who will be here at the Lincoln Lodge May 1st.
Joe Bartnick?
Yep.
He's big?
Yeah.
Let's get him in. What do you know? You know Joe Bartnick?
No, never heard of him.
Jesus Christ. You think there's another guy running a comedy club? I know it's not a comedy club.
It's not
in
a
America
comedy
that knows
club.
Less about comedy than you? I mean, you know all that British stuff from the 70s, but...
I don't need to know about comedy, dude. What I need to know about is fixing toilets, how to get...
Cleaning carpets?
Yeah.
That's all you need to know?
Yep.
Let the youth run it.
The youth of today.
Youth of today. All right, so this special starts. I don't want to go through all his bits. I don't think you do either, but I love the couple bits he comes out with right off the bat about the Egg McMuffin lady.
Yeah.
That's great.
See, that was weak.
Really?
That's
the
just
lady
like
eating
going,
three egg, Egg McMuffins?
Yeah, it's just going, hey, I saw a fat slob today. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, but no, the way he said it was funny.
Wiping the mouth with the bag with the is bag. What got me. Yeah.
Have you ever seen, like, no, it's not about that. It's about when you're somewhere, in an airport or whatever, and you just are disgusted by other people.
Yeah, staring at somebody that, right? Disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at my greasy hair as if you're disgusted by me.
No, you got to bring something to it. Just going, I saw a fat slob today, being fat and slobbish, is not bringing anything to the table.
No, he didn't. That's too general. He's very specific. This woman was eating 3 Egg McMuffins. That's disgusting.
Yeah, so what?
Well, it's a good observation. Christian and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the bag's not a napkin.
A pelican. She's eating it.
I might never have seen someone eat 3 Egg McMuffins. Yeah, now that reality is brought home to me.
She probably ate one.
Big round of applause.
He just thought of her eating.
It was weak.
Okay. What about the fat guy with scratching his back against the pole like a grizzly bear?
I got to the grizzly bear punchline before he said it. Yeah. I knew he was going there.
Jeez.
This was a very, to me, patchy.
Sometimes
I was like, yes, this is good. And then other times I was like, this is weak.
Is this a special that put him on the map? What put this fellow on the map? Was it something else? I feel like he's 41 in 2010, yeah. He's 57
he was
now.
I think he leaned into social media really fast, right?
Oh, I don't think so. No, he didn't have Instagram for the longest time. He wasn't really a big social media guy until recently. His podcast is big, but I think it was because he kind of like ran with a circle of comics that all became famous too. Like he was tight with Patrice O'Neill.
That's interesting because they're similar.
He's another Southie, isn't he?
He is from Boston. Yeah,
he was from this whole class of comics in New York that really started to make it big when that scene was starting to heat up again, and then they all moved out to LA and became famous. And he was just kind of, you know, working the craft, right day, right place.
I assume with a misogyny, he has a huge Rogan crossover.
The thing about that though is that it's all an act, you know. I mean, which maybe that might be obvious already, but if you listen, like, when I first saw this special, I thought, okay, that's what this guy is. That's who this person is. But if you listen to his podcast, he's actually got a lot of really good people write in for relationship advice a lot, and he's got good advice. He definitely doesn't come from an angle of misogyny.
Because it's funny. I watched this with Heather, and a couple of times I thought she's going to storm out, and she liked this more than I did.
Yeah,
I kept saying, "Shall I just pause it and watch the rest of it tomorrow morning so you don't have to sit through it?" And she was like, "No, I like it," which blew my mind.
I think he's got a way of putting himself down along the way. You know, he's proving that yes, he has. These are opinions, but these are the wrong opinions.
So here's the thing, and this is what I had thought about Patrice O'Neill a lot, and that's interesting that they were buddies. So he must be from Boston, right? Because Patrice is from Boston too. The way he goes at women, similar to Patrice O'Neill, and the way he did it, like early on, and women are always patting themselves on the back. They got the hardest job in the world, right? Like that. I wrote down, we should be making fun of women, right? Like, there is no reason for a man comedian to not be making fun of women, but we don't, right? Because we're afraid to offend them or whatever. He says, you know, we go along with it because we want to fuck them, right? Yeah. Which is funny. It's a funny bit, right? But like, this is where we've gone wrong. Like, in 2010, we could make fun of women. Why not? We can't make fun of another gender now? That's ridiculous, right? Women can make fun of men, I assume, right? Why can't we make fun of women?
I think
they're a protected
can.
Class.
Yeah.
There's too many protected classes that we've kind of just, you know, lost the sight of the forest for the trees here. And I think it's amazing how he makes fun of them for, you know, saying they have the hardest job on the planet. We appreciate women. We can appreciate women, but also make fun of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there are harder jobs.
Yeah, that was a good bit.
Then it's a great bit. Then, you know, you're in your pajamas all day, right? Putting DVDs on, right? He's minimizing what motherhood is, but I think that's why she laughs at that, right, Heather? Because he nailed it. You can make fun of people and it be right, right? Mm-hmm. And do you think other women would be offended by this?
Probably not.
No,
a female comedian might. take issue.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because they'd say, well, that's, you know, that's off limits. You can't do that.
I feel like female comedians would be more prone to...
I'm not saying all of them. Mm-hmm. There's a band, shall we say, of female comedians.
Sure. Yeah, I guess you're always going to have somebody shooting something down.
I bet you if we went and asked 10 female comedians, what do you think of Bill Burr? There would be a range of...
Response. Well, you cannot like his comedy, right? Because some of the angry act and the barking all the time, that wears me out, right?
Yeah, it gets old.
Yeah, but when I saw there was an hour and 5 minutes of this, I was like,
I didn't set the time.
No, you didn't. But show, let, bring to me the bring to me whoever the comedian is, man or female, that thinks that this is offensive, is get the fuck out of here. Come on, where are we in a society right now if we can't make fun of, you know, the opposite gender, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. These are jokes.
These are jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Make fun of women. Make fun of. He's really making fun of mothers.
Make fun of anybody.
But here we are. We start the show, and you immediately label him a misogynist. Shame on you. Right, Mark. You heard it here. Mark Geary said Bill Burr's a misogynist. Owner of the Lincoln Lodge.
This is going to be our best episode.
I didn't say he was. Yeah. I said his material could
be. But see, to me, it doesn't. And neither did Patrice O'Neill.
And I got to be honest. I don't even care if he is. Like I say, my opinion. We forgot to do the disclaimer. You never wrote the disclaimer, did you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I was supposed to write it?
Yeah.
You were going to write it, and I was going to read it.
Here's my commonality.
I was going to read it.
Here's my commonality with Bill Burr. Everything I say is bullshit, and my opinions don't matter.
Yeah, that's your disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We know that. You don't even know. That goes without saying.
Everything I say, well, not everything I say is bullshit. You know, talking about hot cross buns.
Yeah. That was a
wealth of knowledge.
That's a fact.
Yeah, hot
that's
cross buns.
Up to the bollocks,
don't
in fact.
Fuck around with hot cross buns.
Yeah. This special's dated. I wouldn't call him misogynist, but this is kind of dated in the way some of the language he uses. Right?
Yeah.
Like he uses the F word.
Right. I was surprised by that.
Well, but it did. But again, I thought that was completely funny.
But
at the time, like it or not, that's what men would say to each other all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we didn't know any better,
right.
I guess, but we did. That's what we did. So.
Well, his Wikipedia page says that he has often got in hot water with people. And again, another commonality with Mark Geary. So we're more in common than
okay, now you're backpedaling, but go ahead.
No, I'm not backpedaling. Mm-hmm. One of the things he said is this whole emphasis on what we say is just papering over the cracks of what we do and what we feel.
Right.
And everyone just gets bogged down in the what we say.
In the words.
Rather than, well, who is this person? Does this person just happen to like bandying this word around, but they're not genuinely homophobic or whatever? And I strongly agree with him on that. When you remove all the context, it's bollocks what you think of people.
Yeah, and if you look at the like that whole bit about, you know, anything he does that's at all sensitive or thoughtful or whatever, he's branded by his friends as a fag, right?
Yeah.
If you look at what he's saying, though.
Bill said that.
I said the word, but I'm just saying what he said. What he's saying is, like, these are all good qualities you get labeled a negative word for, right? Like, and men should be more like this, and he would like to be more sensitive and thoughtful and all these things. But he has to fight, he has to live in a world where he has to fight against that, right? So the message is actually really good, right? He's triumphing the qualities of sensitive men or women, but says, you know, he lives in a world where it's not appreciated.
Yep.
Or in his world, right?
Yep.
But
you can't say the word.
Right, because you're going to die on that hill.
You're going to die on that hill. Ask, who was it? Toby Bryant. He did, I guess, you know. He actually did die, but that's not what I meant.
He did die on a hill, yeah.
He did. Yeah, that's not what I meant. But he also used this word quite a bit and was excoriated for it.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't aware.
Yeah. But to me, you know, I've been I'm more on the side of the debate. It's like, quit getting bogged down in the words they're using and look at the person, right? And then obviously the counter to that debate is, no, you can't. It's not that simple. Not everyone has your breadth of, you know, being able to see the context and everything. What if it's a kid listening and that kid picks it up? And that's the counter argument, which I don't think is ever going to resolve.
No, probably not. You're probably right. Yeah.
Because then it spirals, right? If it, let's say you sat down with a young kid and watched this. The kid's going to go out going, that's okay for me to bandy that around. And then they're in the playground and blah, blah, blah. So I think the people who say, well, you've still got to look, you know, still got to use it. That's what they're saying. It's an unwinnable war.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Mm. What do you think, Stone Guy?
Well, I think, what about, you know, that's why they have ratings, you know, like R, PG-13, you know, shouldn't show that to a kid.
Ratings don't count for anything, though, do they?
Yeah, but in this world that you're presenting, if you sat down and watched this with a kid, yeah, that kid might go out and say these same words. So don't sit down and watch this with a kid.
You're not going to stop a kid watching this special. It's on YouTube.
Sure, but your scenario, you were sitting down with the kid, showing him, like, you know, this is okay to say. You know, sure, a kid might find it on their own.
But
that's not the scenario.
But I don't think
he's
in any way saying this is okay to say. I think he's saying quite the opposite. He's saying the word, and maybe he's you know, normalizing the saying of the word, but he's not saying it's okay to say it. Right?
No, but I think what people are saying is that's an intelligent person can see that, but not everyone is.
Yeah, certain words need to be removed from the vernacular.
Some right? people wipe their face with the bag.
True that. True that. I also thought it was crazy. It's kind of changing, you know, what we're talking about, but that he was talking about swine flu.
It's oh yeah,
he's like, we need
right.
a plague.
Right,
we need a plague to thin the
That's
herd. Kind of
funny.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
right?
got one. Yeah.
You
yeah.
got one. You got one. That's right.
How many people did you know that died of COVID? I never knew anyone.
My aunt was one of the first to die.
Really? Oh.
Yeah. Well, you worked in the service industry, mm-hmm. so you probably knew a ton of people, right? Oh, no. I never knew.
Nobody that passed from the disease. Tons of people that got it, but nobody yeah. that I knew passed from it.
I knew people second, third away from me. Well, I think
I did.
Here's
too,
the thing.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. I said my aunt died of COVID, and technically she did. She was early, like in the first yeah. month of COVID. And then towards the end, long after it was kind of, we were back to normal, sort of, my father died of COVID. Right. But what they did, and this is how I think the numbers got so high and it was so alarming, is anyone that died, we all pretty much had COVID at one point or another, whether we were suffering from it then or we had had it weeks before, months, years before. When you do the blood work, COVID's in your system, right? Mm. And so my dad fell down and he was 88 and dementia, the whole thing, right? And sent him into a thing, a cardiac or not cardiac, a respiratory thing. But on the death certificate, what he died from? COVID.
Huh.
Because COVID was in his system. Right. He didn't even have it at the time, but right. he had it months before. So they attributed COVID to so many deaths of old people.
Yeah.
Right. Hmm. Why they did that, I don't know. I mean,
wasn't it that they were getting more money if you said more people died of COVID, yeah. they would get more funding for
yeah,
the hospital?
Yeah, something, yeah.
Well, that's what all the COVID deniers and right wingers were saying.
Yeah.
Is that
saying,
it?
Yeah, they kept saying, oh, these numbers are just trumped up bullshit. But
right, because who do you hear of dying of COVID now? Nobody, right? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But it's still around.
Right.
Huh. Yeah, it's a weird, I'm sure there's a lot more to it than we know. Well, this is one of the, I said last week, I'm going to watch a special. I watched this last night after work. I ate a Tombstone pizza.
Oh, late again, huh?
Yeah.
Is that why
I
you had to leave
that.
Earlier?
No, I just had to pee.
Oh.
I didn't have to, but I did it. Well, anyway.
Both disappointed.
Yeah, you wanted to know. And I watched it late, and I was kind of falling asleep. But this is the first one where I didn't feel the need to write everything down. And
blank piece of paper.
I got a lot of. Yeah, this is bare for me.
Let me see those drawings.
I just did the bald and the hair.
Oh, yeah. The comparison.
But I just try to enjoy it more, right? You know, like putting the pen down and just enjoying it. And I found myself really laughing more.
That's exactly what I did.
You did?
I watched it, I think, Sunday night. Yeah, I got back and I was just like, you know, I'm going to watch something. I'm going to watch that special.
Yeah.
And no pressure. I wasn't like trying just to get it in on time. You know, yeah. I just watched it like a normal thing to do.
Yeah, we're taking this job here too seriously.
A little too seriously.
Like we're accountants here.
Yeah.
You know, doing tax returns.
Oh, we're
on comedy.
Yeah, we're building and destroying careers with our words.
I know.
I didn't think about it that way.
You got to take it seriously.
I didn't think
about it. We could wipe a comedian off the map with just our three thumbs down.
Not even that's a big responsibility.
To do it.
Yeah, that's a big responsibility. Did I send you guys the... I don't know if I did. I sent the Siskel and Ebert review of City Heat when they review City Heat. It's a Burt Reynolds, Clint Eastwood media vehicle. They rip it to shreds. It's great. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
I was able to send it to get you ready for this. All right. Well, let's turn to the balcony portion of the show where we review today's comedian, Bill Burr. Unless you have anything else you want to add about any of his bits.
I just, obviously the screeching is annoying.
It's too much.
Leaning on the mic stand was very 90s.
'90s. I noted that too. I don't remember anyone leaning on the mic stand like he's leaning on a counter.
No, that was commonplace.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
Does he scream as much now in his act? Because I haven't seen a recent special. I feel like he's got to tamp that down a
little. Yeah, he's calmed it down a lot, but... every once in a while.
He gets
but
fired
I feel
up.
Like whenever he does, it's kind of his weaker stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
He needs it. It's
I don't think so. I don't think he does.
Oh, when he screams, it's
yeah,
his weaker stuff.
Right.
Some rando stuff. The woman / gay man interchangeable voice, way too much usage of that.
Yeah, I hated
but he
that.
He kept doing his wife's dialogue. Both the producer and director of the special were women.
Yes, I know. I did notice that as well. Yeah, I liked it. How about I don't know what kind of budget here he was dealing with or where it premiered, right? Whether it was HBO or not, but that title sequence or that opening sequence.
Cheesy though.
Yeah, but it was it had a little panache.
Yeah.
A little panache, right? I mean, where like the name of the producer's on the mailbox.
Yeah.
And somebody's name is on the coffee cup. I know they've done that before in other things, but yeah, in film. But
I watched the film the other day where they did that. The Coen Brothers lesbian thing, Honey Don't. They did that with all the stuff.
I took my 12-year-old to see that. Jesus, that was filthy. I had to cover his eyes the whole movie. It was like X-rated. I don't remember Coen Brothers being that dirty, but.
Yeah. Well, there's only one Coen brother. Maybe
the other one
tamps him down and says no.
Was the angel on the shoulder, left the building.
You can't have shagging in every single
scene. Yeah, wasn't there a lot of shagging?
That was a lot.
Was that Margaret Qualley? Was she nude in that a lot? There was a lot of shagging, but I don't remember her.
My
wife will give me shit about this. What'd she give me shit about? The last one where we were talking about work and like being distracted at work.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, yeah, you get distracted. You don't, because you were talking about not wanting to go in the office. Because you get distracted by the ladies walking around or whatever. And she's like, I know that's you. You get distracted. Can't say anything on her. The only other bit that I loved was the toddler. When he talks about the toddler, you know, he's like, how baby's got the belly and the hair is almost a cereal in his hair. He's like, what a great guy a toddler is.
Yeah.
That was funny.
How about the self-checkout bit?
Pretty good.
That's the one that got me the first time I watched
it.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
That turned it around for me.
I'm sleeping. Yeah. I feel like many people have done that bit.
Yeah. Oh, by now, for sure. Yeah. That was the first one he was the first one I heard do it.
Yeah, I like his writing better than I like his delivery.
Mm. Right? Another rando. One of the funniest things ever, and it seems amazing to me that I would find it funny now I think about that I'd never seen Bill Burr, was a comedian in Chicago did Bill Burr, cat comedian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll send you the link. And he came out on stage, and he's just talking about being a cat, like, so I was licking my balls, but he did it in like a Bill Burr thing,
it's
but
good.
With like cat. It was effing hilarious.
Was
the crowd. It was only like 3 or 4 minutes, But it was Bill Purr, cat comedian. By it was Junior, and he came on with cat
Junior.
Ears.
Junior stopped
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
He did it.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a Bill Burr impression.
Really?
Down.
Wow.
And it was, I'd never even seen Bill Burr. So what the hell?
Yeah,
am
that's
I
what I was
gonna
say. You didn't
answer?
Have a point of reference here, I guess. But
I guess it was the cat stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but
you like cat humor.
Oh my God, that was it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and ironically, he does. All this dog humor to end it with, right? Those are some good bits too, right? How the abusing of the dog. Okay, well, I don't. This is one of those times where I don't think I know at least what Mark's going to say, whether he's going to review them this fella highly or not. What do we want to do for a rating scale? McMuffins?
Yeah, let's do McMuffins.
McMuffins. How many McMuffins? Would
if McMuffins are bad for you, then the more
but they're
McMuffins,
delicious.
The more McMuffins, the worse it was.
No, in this case, it's better.
Yeah, better to have more McMuffins.
Right. So 4 out of 4 McMuffins. No, let's do 3.
Yeah,
because the lady
three.
Eats 3
She's
McMuffins.
Three.
3 is the best.
Yeah.
There's not enough granularity in 3.
How about 3 and the bag?
3 in the
4.
Bag?
Yeah.
3 in the bag. If you give it the bag, then that's your highest rating.
Yeah, that's perfect score.
So 1, 2, 3 bag.
3 in the bag.
Yep.
3 in the bag. Okay. Who wants to go first? Chris, you
Oh,
go.
Yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I like it. That's why I picked it. This is what got me listening to Bill Burr way back in the day. Of course, my comedy sensibility or my taste was different back then, you know?
You were a misogynist back then.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. So yep. So I wanted to see if that, I guess I've solved some of my misogyny over the years. So some of it didn't appeal to me as much as it used to. However, listening to his podcast, it was very interesting to me to hear him talk about his girlfriend, which has since become his wife.
The same girlfriend,
been on the podcast. Hear him talk about getting the dog, which he eventually had to put down when they had a baby because the dog was too dangerous around the baby. And it was, I didn't know that it was her idea to get the dog to begin with. I always thought he had the dog and then met her.
Yeah.
You know, like the dog came
with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was a package deal with the dog into the relationship, but it was vice versa. So it was a learning experience. I'll give it 3 Egg McMuffins.
3 Egg McMuffins. Yep. Not the bag.
Not the bag.
Does he have kids now?
2
Bill Burr?
Of them. Yep.
He has 2 kids now. Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So they had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't attempt to get the dog adopted, taken.
Oh.
They were just like, got a kid now.
The, no,
dog's
sorry.
Dog's got to be put down.
You're right.
Jesus Christ.
No, the dog did go to an adoption agency. And then I think eventually he found out that the dog had to be put down.
Wait, like, I missed that. I didn't hear you.
Old reason. Age.
They got rid of the dog because they had a kid?
Got rid of the dog because they had a kid.
Because they thought the dog was going to hurt the kid?
Because the dog would like growl and like get
pitbull.
Like... it was a dangerous dog around the kid.
Oh.
He's got a bit. I got confused because he's got a bit where he talks like he's going to have the dog put down. But he didn't. You're right. By accident, you're right. he had it adopted. And then he would go visit it every once in a while, but then, you know.
Oh, all right. That's hard. That's... Well.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3, no bag. You want to go next?
2.
2?
End of.
2, nothing else to add? Just 2? So you hadn't seen this guy. He's a mega comedy star now, driving force in comedy, carrying Nate Craig around with him. Only 2 for this special.
For this special.
You're giving it
maybe
2.
Maybe I'll go up if I see more of him. But
yeah. Do you want to see more of him? Would you like to see his newest work? I do because I feel like he'd be better now. I think what I've seen, I think he.
I don't know. I have the time. I don't have the time. I mean, there's still how many megastars have come? I've never seen Kevin Hart. I've never seen. I mean, I'm struggling tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't have the time. It's like
I try near enough.
Like one time I got into the books of Graham Greene and I thought, oh, I'm going to keep reading Graham Greene now.
There's
and
it's no
like,
time. Yeah.
It's no time. I got to get to the next author who I've only never read.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay. Well, maybe if you have time and you're busy, busy, full life that you have.
Yep.
Okay, 2. We got a 2. We got a 3. Man, this is a tough one for me. I liked it. I laughed. I thought some of these bits were great. I didn't like all the yelling. You know, I don't like a yelling comedian. Yeah. It puts me off.
The Pepitone syndrome.
He's yelling a lot at me. And I did peter off at the end. I was dozing in the late hours. I did see the final bit. I'm going to give 2.5 Egg McMuffins. Can I give a half a McMuffin?
Why not? The top half or the bottom half? The egg or the cheese?
The egg. I'll give it 2.5. And I do want to see more Bill Burr. I think he's a smart comedian. I think he's one of the best out there today, probably. So I want to see more. And I have time for it, despite my full life. Well, hopefully you'll have time next week for our next comedian on the rostrum.
So this is where we're going to grab the young market by picking a newer comedian and a later special.
It is a newer comedian, and in honor of our, despite some members of our panel not supporting Jewish art, I'm choosing Ari Schaefer.
All right.
Jew. That's the name of the special. Ari Schaefer, Jew.
2022. I just thought you were qualifying.
No. He is Jewish, I believe. I've not seen his act. Have you heard of Ari Schaefer?
I have heard, yep.
Okay, he's Ari Schaefer. The name of the special is called Jew, which is pretty great. He's winning me over already. 2022, full special on YouTube. You can listen to it or watch it before our show next week. All right.
So the only time we review women is when I pick them, is the message.
Oh, I believe a few episodes ago I picked Leanne Morgan. Did I not?
And I was under duress, yeah.
No. I love Leanne Morgan. Yeah, well, all right. You raise an interesting point. We'll take that into consideration. But it's important we tell people where they can find the special each week before we review it. YouTube.
You got 50 minutes to hit the Wrigley.
Yep. I'll see you over there at the ballpark. Put on your booties.
All right. Go Cubs.
Cold out there.